Making the world a better place one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. All right.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio, based in Chicago, the north side of the city and near the lake. I just love being near the lake. And folks, it's 87 degrees. I guess you folks out there to say, George is always complaining about the weather, you know, but it's 87 degrees, 3 degrees away from 90. And that's something. And it's still spring. So like I was saying the other day, a couple of days ago, or maybe a year ago, we have bypassed spring again, at least in the city of Chicago, and it's gone from one extreme to the next. I mean, we've gone from winter to summer, it seems like, but I'm not complaining, but damn, that's a big jump from 40 to 45 to 87. I mean, you know, well, things are changing, things are changing, things are just screwed up all over the place. Anyway, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Make sure you click and follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio. And it is so sunshiny, folks. I'm in my studio looking out of the window on the Broadway. People are passing me by, waving and all that kind of thing. And that's wonderful. That is just wonderful. Okay, where are we at? Donald Trump? No, not again. Donald Trump is in more hot water than hot water is in hot water. This guy is a mess. And I want people to know out there that this is not a political show. This show is a variety show. I talk about a variety of things, and I have a variety of guests on the show. And they talk about whatever they want to talk about. This is a variety show, but we do lean towards politics because this is what it is. This is what it is. I cannot come on this show and not talk about Donald Trump if something is going haywire in his White House and it's affecting us all. You know, I cannot do that. And I understand there's a lot of people out there who aren't in the politics, who don't talk about it, who try to avoid it, who try to put down those who actually are interested. It's wrong. I think everybody who's anybody, if you're living in the United States, even if you live in abroad in another country, you should be concerned about your country and the direction that Donald Trump and his goons in the White House is taking it. This is affecting you. I mean, there are people out here figure and think that politics will not affect you. It will affect you. It affects us all. It affects us around the world. So who's in the White House? He's supposed to be our leader. But when our leader is crazy, you know, and doing crazy things, every time you look around, there's a scandal. It's bad for us, Americans, the United States. It's terrible. And what Donald Trump, the latest I can haul off, I can say a litany of things that this guy has done in the last week. And everything that comes out in the media, and he's denying. And then there are some things that his surrogates deny that he comes out. He just spills the beans. There's no doubt about it. Donald Trump likes to talk. He likes to talk. He can't keep his flap shut. And he talked about Clinton. The last three presidents and last. This guy makes Hillary Clinton look like a gem. He makes anybody look like a gem. I'm not an Obama fan, but there's no doubt about it. Obama looks better than he does. Anybody looks better than Trump. I'm just disappointed at Obama because he's not coming out and saying anything about what's going on. Hillary is out there. Bernie is out there, but Obama is not saying anything about what's going on in the world, what's taking place. He's a coward. What can I say, folks? You can disagree all you want to, but Obama, in my book, in my judgment, is a damn coward. And to not want to come out and speak on this or say something about this or talk against this when he knows damn well it's wrong. I mean, fired FBI agent, FBI director James Comey, just after this Russia intel blabbing, now comes that James Comey said in a memo that you probably heard this, Trump asked him to forget about the Flynn investigation. Now that's obstruction of justice. That's a crime. But the Republicans, they're aiding and abetting Donald Trump. They're going to find some way to spin this to the public that's saying, well, it's not that bad. It's not, this is Donald Trump. When are they going to get some balls and just impeach this guy and throw this guy out? This guy is getting ready to go abroad and represent the United States. Every time he tries to represent the United States in a foreign country or with a foreign leader, he embarrasses us. There is no way of getting around that. He embarrasses the country. And for those who think that he doesn't, are knuckleheads. If you're following this and you think that this guy doesn't, Dave Chappelle, I mean, you know, the comedian, the actor, Dave Chappelle, been around a long time. He once was in Donald Trump's corner. I mean, just the other day, I think he was saying, give Donald Trump a chance. Now he's changed his mind and said, I fucked up. Don't give this man a chance. You know, I fucked up. He's not what we thought he was. And he's not. He's not. You know, I mean, his White House, there's no doubt about it. Folks, the White House is in turmoil. It's the White House is being disrespected by these goons, Donald Trump's thugs, his surrogates. Donald Trump is around the White House by himself. He's a lone wolf. From what I've been reading, he's, you know, I don't know what the deal is with the Republicans. They can't. If this, I posted, if this was Hillary Clinton or Obama or anybody else, they would have been impeached and thrown out already. But the Republicans, they need Trump. That's why. But they need Trump more than they need the American people. That's crazy. But that's the way it appears. They don't care what we think, how we think, what we want. These few Republicans telling millions of us what's better for us, what's better for the American people and America, which is ridiculous. We're going to vote their asses out. We're going to vote their asses out in November 2018. And November 2018 cannot come fast enough. You know, if Donald Trump happens to still be president by November 2018, well, then he will have a totally different Congress if he's not impeached before then, because I'm seeing impeachment before then. If he's in there, if he's still president 2018, November 2018, it still goes back to saying, what the hell is the Republicans in Congress doing about this? Nothing. And this guy is, I don't know, this guy is. he's not good for America. He's just not good for America. And it's been proven. It's always been proven, and it's being proven more and more and more. It's just ridiculous at what's going on. Well, what's going on in the United States is ridiculous. And the Republicans are just sitting on their butts watching Donald Trump ruin America.
Just cannot make this stuff up. Now, when Russian officials visited the White House last week, the new guy decided, hey, I'm gonna share some classified information about ISIS with them. We got this information from a highly sensitive source. Now, do you remember the way he felt about, I don't know, say Hillary? And classified information, because yeah. MSNBC reminded everybody this morning. Do take a look.
She lied about passing on classified information, right? In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. She said she sent nothing more classified. A total lie. We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word confidential or classified.
Put classified information in the reach of our enemies.
They're so classified, they're beyond classified.
And maybe classified at the highest level.
So now he defended himself in a tweet this morning, saying he has...
In a tweet.
I know. Doesn't get any better than this. And it says he has absolute right to do that. And apparently he does.
Yeah.
But one wonders, like, if you are the new guy and you got a pile of papers and they say classified, you then as president can say, well, I'm declassifying this and I'm going to tell you everything that's in it. Yeah. Now, nobody is there saying, well, hold up a second, because this is why we've deemed this classified. So what is the real issue here?
Well, that Russia doesn't have to work so hard to discover anything. We'll just tell them. Like, they used to have to hack us. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that that the people who created our government expected to have a blabbermouth in the White House. It's like Ralph Kramden,
yes,
you know? You're a blabbermouth. Yeah. He opens it. They didn't expect that. So they expected the president to have the wherewithal to not say something like that to the so-called enemies. Right. Certainly
his
rivals.
Justification for this is that we are partners with Russia on the issue of combating ISIS.
Since and when? I thought we were... What? When? Well, we are on with Russia. We're off with Russia.
On
we're
this on with particular Russia. Issue of combating terrorism, the reason Russia's complicated is because, as we know, Russia is fueling Assad over
well,
in
yeah,
Syria.
Yeah, that's the issue.
A massive genocide. So my question was not whether or not he has the right to share this classified information. He's president, and what you said before
yes.
is correct. He has the right to classify
right.
stuff and at will share it. My concern was, do you trust Russia with that information? Because Russia may be our ally, you know, I use that very, very lightly, on the issue of combating terrorism, but they're certainly not our ally in other areas. And you don't want them to necessarily know how we get our intel and what that looks like that they could then use against us and our, you know, in other regions of the world.
I just don't understand how you share classified information with...
He declassified it.
Well, he declassified. Some people say he didn't even declassify
well,
it.
He said this ain't classified no more.
Yeah, he retroactively. I don't understand how you share it with the very country that your country is investigating for collusion with your administration.
But
I don't understand. But one other thing is that, you know, Dave Chappelle says that he regrets telling people to give Trump a chance on right. SNL. Remember that famous monologue where he said, I'm wishing Donald Trump luck. I'm going to give him a chance. And we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he gives us one, too. And I was on the same page with that during our special election night. When Candace Cameron Bure said that she had voted for Trump. Right. I was like, you know what? He's my president now. I'm going to give him a chance. I am scared to death
The question is, when will the Republican Party turn on him? I mean, they are suddenly, there's a few rumblings. For instance, I read this morning that Ann Coulter has turned on him. She called him grotesque.
Yeah.
Now, last week she was on the show. She wrote a book called In Trump We Trust.
Yes, she
The next book will be, I changed my mind. In Trump I Don't Trust.
Well, and
And there was something about, on a Morning Joe, saying that Kellyanne Conway, behind the scenes, was saying, I have to take a shower after I'm with Trump. And then she goes out there and you know, lies for him. Omarosa, you're next, baby.
What he did also potentially jeopardize another country and or officers on the ground, people that are doing undercover work.
Yes.
It might have compromised the mission itself, and it also compromised any future intel, people's willingness to share information if you know you have someone loose-lipped in an office.
With letters on your hands. That's all I'm saying.
It puts people's lives
in danger.
Potentially.
We don't know what he said.
But
I don't
listen,
know what he
here's
said
the
in
thing.
That meeting.
You remember Valerie Plame? Remember when she was
CIA.
We didn't know what kind of danger, but we knew she was in danger. When you give people information that they would not normally have, that you keep close to your vest, and suddenly you're telling everybody, it endangers everyone. It endangers the person who's saying, listen, I just need to let you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It endangers these guys who are surreptitiously going through trying to make sure that you don't see them trying to protect stuff. It potentially is dangerous to those who are fighting to keep our
bigger than that, though. It's dangerous to all of us because it's being reported that he shared with Russia this information about terrorist attacks on airplanes, right? And so if that country that gave us that information is no longer willing to share intelligence with us, every time I put my kid on the plane, then he or she is in danger. All of us are in danger because of what this is
The truth of the matter is we're in danger on those planes no matter what, okay? We're in danger no matter what. But my feeling is the people who are working their tails off in these little bitty countries who are trying to, like, make sure everything is straight, everything is right, you know, they're not getting paid all that well. Our military is not paid all that well. You see how we treat folks when they come back.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that if military folks are giving us information from other countries, I want to make sure that we take care of them.
Yeah.
But if you recall, months and months ago, they're talking about Dave Chappelle changing his mind about him. Well, he was a blabbermouth then. He gave out Lindsey Graham's phone number.
That's
remember
right.
that? He can't help himself. He wants everyone to love him, to like him. The Russians, he wants them to like
don't
him
you
and
you
see
want
how smart
your
he
president,
is.
Though? Don't you want to feel confident that your president is
you know what? Let me tell you something about support.
Baby.
Let me tell you about support. I don't have a lot of respect for a president who starts out telling me how bad my neighbors are. I don't like that. I don't like when you put people in power who you know have racist leanings. You know that they are talking about us as Americans, not as Americans, but as the color of our skin or however we come. I don't have a lot of backup.
I couldn't and have not
from the very giddy up. Because for me, a president, whether I vote for him or not, has to see me as an American, first and foremost, not as my color, not as my religion, not as my gender. And, I have a lot of, I know people who voted for him who are going, well, this isn't what I kind of set on. And that's why we all have to really be careful when we give a vote out.
Well, national security was a huge point of issue on this campaign, from the wall to other things.
Yep.
The people that voted for him and supported those things were going for safety.
There we go.
You've got a man that just compromised an ally that said,
safety.
You share it even within our government.
There you go.
It's a problem.
Yes.
And she said it, and we're going to let that linger with you.
He's a man, baby.
We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. That was a clip from The View, and they're straight up and on point and on spot on. But we have another revelation. Comey memo. I alluded to it a few minutes ago. Trump asked me, this is Comey saying this, Trump asked me to end the Flynn investigation. Now that's an obstruction of justice, and that's a crime. When will the Republicans get up off their ass and throw this guy out? Every day there's something illegal coming out of the White House. Every damn day, if not every second or every minute. Sources say Comey was appalled. The FBI director, the fired FBI director, was appalled by the request he shared with other FBI officials, which is Trump trying to interfere, Trump interfering with the investigation. Now, any other president would say, hey, we welcome the investigation. We have nothing to hide. We've done nothing wrong. We welcome the investigation, but not Trump. Trump tries his best to impede it, to stop it. Having people go out there and lie for him, you know, at the podiums on television, all over the place, they're lying for him. And then he goes, give an interview, and he contradicts everything that they say. Now, how, and this has been happening ever since he's been in office, Trump has been lying from day one. So when the White House come out and try to tell us something, tell me something, you know, I don't care who it is. If it's a person who is affiliated with Trump, a Trump supporter or a Trump, you know, White House person, and they're trying to tell me something, how to think or what to think, who to vote for. You think I'm going to listen to these people? You think I'm going to listen to Trump surrogates tell me what I should do and how I should think? No damn way. Or tell me things that I should know. After they've been caught in so many lies and this White House is just in peril, it's in a downward spiral, quoting someone. It's in a downward spiral. And it's going down every day. Trump is an embarrassment. As I said before, he's getting ready to go overseas. And a lot of us are worried because he's probably going to embarrass this country, as he always does. He always does. Like The View, the folks, the girls on The View say, Trump wants to be loved. He wants to be liked. He wants to be noticed. He wants to be seen. He doesn't want you to have more camera time than he does. He thinks he knows how to fix everything. He knows how to fix Zip. I'll never forget the time he kept on talking about Chicago's crime, and once he was elected, he was going to fix Chicago's crime in one day or one week. This guy hasn't done anything. I actually think Trump's a coward. He's just a lot of mouth. He's a lot of mouth, but I do think this guy is a coward. And I do think, and I know he loves having people to kiss in his ass. You know, yes, sir, no, sir, flunkies. He loves that. And if Trump could fire Congress, he would. If he could fire you or me, his critics, he would. But he can't do that, and that's what's pissing him off. And he doesn't give a damn about what you think, I think, anybody thinks. He only cares about what he thinks because he thinks he's the best at everything. And that we, his critics, we got him all wrong. We're their assholes, not him. We got him all wrong. But this is something else. I mean, there was the Russia investigation and hiring of a special prosecutor. Suddenly, we're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about classified secret information that he spilled to the Russian president, the Russian officials that he was meeting with last week. Then suddenly now, Comey comes out and said that Trump tried to impede his investigation, telling him to get off. And he refused to leave the investigation, so Trump fired him. So this saga just, I'm glad I got the popcorn. I was telling some of my friends on Facebook, and I said, hey, we got to get the popcorn, because this keeps unfolding. And it does. Now I'm wondering what's going to come. What else is going to come in the next hour? What's going to come tomorrow? There is always something coming out of this White House that's negative. And everybody around Trump races toward the camera, races towards to be on TV to try to say it didn't happen. He didn't say it. And then Trump comes out and say, yeah, I said it. I did it. I'm president. I can do what I want. And this makes his team looks bad, because they're trying to defend him, but yet he's going out there admitting the wrongdoing, because he feels that he's the president and he can do what he wants. Trump would fire all the federal judges if he could. He'd fire them because they're stopping his Muslim ban. He'll fire all the judges. He'll get rid of all the lawyers, you know, and have his dim-witted people in there. That's the truth, folks. But Trump, the only reason why Trump is still in office, the only reason and still doing things against the Constitution, still making money, he has not divested himself away from his businesses. No way has he done that. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. My guest is Lori Lancaster. We'll see if that's come to... we'll see if that is the case. Oh, wow. I'm still reeling from this, folks. This is crazy. I'm looking at CNN right now, the webpage, and it is saying this, what I've been saying. Comey wants to testify about memos. Oh, my God. Oh, it's always something, folks. I mean, I could be, you know, doing the show and all of a sudden something just comes. Okay, let's see what it says. I'm on CNN. Comey wants to testify. If Comey testifies, that's the end of Trump. That's the end of Trump. Sources say that Trump asked to end Flynn investigation. That's an obstruction of justice. Former FBI Director James Comey wrote in a memo that President Trump asked him to end the investigation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, according to a source familiar with the matter. And now he wants to testify. I wouldn't blame him, because the way Trump fired this guy was just totally unethical. He fired this guy while this guy was giving a speech to some of his colleagues. And he found out about that he was fired from television. Instead of Trump inviting this guy into his office, they sat down and talked about this, but he fired him in a way that it was just wrong. It was just fucking wrong the way Trump fired this guy. And now James Comey, like a lot of us has been saying, should come out and tell everything that he knows on Trump, and that's what he's doing. He is coming out big time. And they say that he's coming out and he's going to testify. I'm pretty sure it will be probably from the date of this live show, it'll probably be next week, you know. So I can't wait to, he's going to testify before Congress. And because he wants to do it, he wants to get the record straight on. He's not denying this memo that Trump tried to ask him to end the investigation on Michael Flynn and Russia. I believe he is telling the truth. I believe not Trump. Trump never tells the truth. He lies through his teeth and he thinks that's okay. And he's got a running feud with the media. So the media is not his friend either. They're against him, because he once said the media was the enemy of the American people. So he said it several times. And his tweets are just ridiculous. And a lot of people fear that Trump at some point, sometime, is going to be tweeting classified secrets, intelligence. he's going to let the enemies know through tweets. And he might. Trump is his own man. He does his own thing. People probably try to give him information, try to tell him how to do things, but Trump, he dismisses it and does it the way he wants. And now the White House is in turmoil. Turmoil, and Trump is trying to fire everyone around him. You know, because if the White House is in turmoil, it's not his fault. It's everybody who's working for him and around him. So he's going to fire all of those people, and he's going to replace them. I think Sean Spicer, the press secretary, his job is gone, because I'm hearing that Trump is talking to someone else about that position. So even though he knows he's gone, but even if Sean Spicer is out, he's going to start spilling his beans too. He's going to start spilling his guts. He's not going to let Trump just take him down. He's going to talk too. And Congress is still demanding that if there is any tapes, as was said in one of Trump's tweets, that they want those tapes. I doubt if Trump, even if Trump had tapes, he probably would doctor them, change some things before he gave them up. This is how he is. And I do believe there are tapes. I do believe he did record their conversations. And if he did, James Comey, fired FBI director from the Justice Department, James Comey would know that. So we're going to find out a lot of things. I mean, once James Comey testified, because Trump threatened him in an email, remember? You better not testify. You better not. You better not tell him that we got tapes, those tapes, and leak it to the press. Something to that effect that was in Trump's tweet. So, and I agree with one commentator. A lot of this mess that's going on in the White House is caused by the White House. This is Trump stepping on Trump. This is him. This is Trump making colossal mistakes. Colossal mistakes. And then his surrogates going out all over the place in front of microphones, lying for Trump. Kellyanne Conway lying for Trump. There was something that I read that Kellyanne Conway really, when the cameras were not rolling, she was talking about Trump. She says, every time I get through talking to Trump, something to this allegedly, every time I get through talking to Trump, I got to take a shower. This was also reported on The View. So, but, you know, if that's true, it's awful. It's awful. These are just reports coming out. I'm pretty sure that Trump is probably, he's so mad. He's so pissed right now at the moment. You know, he's firing everybody because they're making him look bad. I want to say to Trump, hey, Trump, the people around you aren't making you look bad. The only person that's making you look bad is you. You. Trump, he's making himself look bad, and he's blaming other people because of it. Because he hired those people to make him look good. So if he looks bad or people hate him, he's going to blame people around him for not, I guess, checking him. How can you check Trump? Trump is Trump. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's political, folks, and I can't help it because I don't see how Trump can get anything done, anything legislatively, because he's going to be impeached. If Congress doesn't do it, then the American people have to do it. We have to put our foot up the Republicans' ass to do the right thing. Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, and a lot of these jackasses in Congress who think they're better than the rest of us because they have a position in Congress. They're politicians, and they think they know better than we know and try to force what they think down our throats because they're senators or they're real. No, that's not going to happen. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back, folks. All right, welcome back to the George Ronald Jr. Show.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. Any essential distinction between Donald Trump being merely an idiot marionette belonging to Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump behaving like an active Russian agent has been fully erased in the course of just over 1 week, and it has been erased by Donald Trump. When the damning stain of illegitimacy grows on this presidency week by week, hour by hour, when every moment of the political discourse of this nation becomes consumed by a debate over not whether he has been placed in office by the efforts of a foreign power, but a debate over how much of that subversion he knew in advance, he will have no one to blame but himself, because he cannot leave it alone, because every move Donald Trump has made this year has been politically tone deaf. He could not make it look more like he is covering up something, something horrifying, if he hung a sign around his neck reading cover up. He reeks of cover up. And in his neurosis, unsatisfied with having fooled some of the people some of the time, he has not merely ignored the option a real president would take, invite a full investigation. He has also waited weeks before trying the option a skilled traitor would take, shut up and change the subject to, say, Meryl Streep. And still, like a desperate child, he has to keep bringing this subject up, keep shouting those key words that he should never speak again, Russia, hacking, Assange, Putin, until he can presumably convince himself that he has convinced everyone everywhere that none of it is true, and until he can convince himself everyone now agrees with him about how strong and powerful he is and how he has now won. It is madness, and it will destroy him. December 29th, I think we ought to get on with our lives. I think that computers have complicated lives very greatly. The whole age of computer has made it where nobody knows exactly what's going on. But saying nobody knows exactly what's going on means even he doesn't know exactly what's going on, and he can't let anybody believe that. December 31st, I know a lot about hacking, and hacking is a very hard thing to prove, so it could be somebody else. And I also know things that other people don't know, and so they cannot be sure of this situation. Pool reporter, what do you know that other people don't know? Trump, you'll find out Tuesday or Wednesday. All we found out Tuesday or Wednesday was his willingness to publicly advertise his own paranoia. Tuesday, January 3rd, 8:14 p.m., the, quote, intelligence briefing on so-called, quote, Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. The delay was for a family emergency. The delay was of an intelligence briefing, the likes of which he has reportedly been skipping for 2 months. Wednesday, January 4th, 7:22 a.m. Julian Assange said a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta. Why was DNC so careless? Also said Russians did not give him the info. Trump has here cited and given credibility to Assange of WikiLeaks, about whose activities Trump said in December 2010, I think it's disgraceful. I think there should be, like, death penalty or something.
Hanging around.
Wednesday, January 4th, 8:27 a.m. Somebody hacked the DNC, but why did they not have hacking defense like the RNC has? And why have they not responded to the terrible things they did and said, like giving the questions to the debate to H? A total double standard. Media, as usual, gave them a pass. Trump has now justified international espionage against Americans provided they are guilty of something or provided he merely thinks they are guilty of something, especially if the espionage involves Julius Assange. Thursday, January 5th, 8:25 a.m., the dishonest media likes saying that I am in agreement with Julian Assange. Wrong. I simply state what he states. It is for the people to make up their own minds as to the truth. The media lies to make it look like I am against intelligence when, in fact, I am a big fan. He cannot leave it alone. He must not only erase what he himself has just done, he must find a new scapegoat. Thursday, January 5th, 7:24 p.m. How did NBC get an exclusive look into the top secret report he, Obama, was presented? Who gave them this report and why? Politics. He asks about NBC, but he does so in his standard way of scapegoating the media. Politically, scornfully, not seriously, not officially, not ominously. But the next morning, somebody else does all that for him. The tweet from WikiLeaks. The Obama admin CIA is illegally funneling top secret comment information to NBC for political reasons before POTUS even gets to read it. That tweet was from 5:48 a.m. January 6th. The next tweet is from 11:51 a.m. January 6th. Trump, I'm asking the chairs of the House and Senate committees to investigate top secret intelligence shared with NBC prior to me seeing it. He's now desperate enough to try to change the subject from his connection to WikiLeaks that he does not even seem to realize he has just connected himself to WikiLeaks. Perhaps somebody pointed that out to him too, because next, by phone, to the New York Times, China, relatively recently, hacked 20 million government names. How come nobody even talks about that? This is a political witch hunt. Then comes the actual briefing on the hacking, a briefing he had avoided, on hacking he had dismissed, from an intelligence community he had undermined, and after it comes a very, very cleverly phrased written statement. Quote, I had a constructive meeting and conversation with the leaders of the intelligence community this afternoon. I have tremendous respect for the work and service done by the men and women of this community to our great nation. While Russia, China, other countries, outside groups, and people are consistently trying to break through the cyber infrastructure of our governmental institutions, businesses and organizations, including the Democratic National Committee, there was absolutely no effect on the outcome of the election, including the fact that there was no tampering whatsoever with voting machines, etc. Did you see what he did there? Merely through juxtaposition? The first paragraph describes a meeting with the intelligence community and its work. The second paragraph describes the conclusion that cyber attacks had no effect on the outcome of the election. Composed that way, it seems as if the intelligence community has concluded the hacking had no effect. But the conclusion is only Trump's. The intelligence community's report doesn't merely offer a different conclusion, it makes Trump's written statement even more deceptive and more malicious. We did not make an assessment of the impact that Russian activities had on the outcome of the 2016 election. The U.S. intelligence community is charged with monitoring and assessing the intentions, capabilities, and actions of foreign actors. It does not analyze U.S. political processes or U.S. public opinion.
Okay,
when that real version of what the report did not conclude was officially released, Trump looked like a liar. So, that night, back to blaming the victim. Friday, January 6, 10:53 p.m. Gross negligence by the Democratic National Committee allowed hacking to take place. The Republican National Committee had strong defense. But the intelligence briefing actually concluded the Republicans were also hacked by Russia. Russia just did not distribute its RNC data. So now change the story again. Saturday, January 7, 6:56 a.m., intelligence stated very strongly there was absolutely no evidence that hacking affected the election results. Voting machines not touched. He has just erased the subtle deception and misdirection in his Friday statement and replaced it with a flat-out, transparent, childish lie. Because he cannot leave it alone. Saturday, January 7th, 7:03 a.m. Only reason the hacking of the poorly defended DNC is discussed is that the loss by the Dems was so big that they are totally embarrassed. And here, Trump's story spirals out of anything resembling his own control of it. It has gone from Russian espionage to him invoking the hacking of voting machines to him disparaging half the country 13 days before his inauguration to Saturday, January 7th, 10.02 a.m. Having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. Only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad. We have enough problems around the world without yet another one. When I am president, Russia will respect us far more than they do now. And both countries will perhaps work together to solve some of the many great and pressing problems and issues of the world. In 3 hours and 28 minutes, Trump has gone from espionage to hacking voting machines to calling tens of millions of Americans fools and stupid to a call for cooperation with Russia that reads bluntly as if it were written in response to instructions from a blackmailer saying, you better fix this, Trump. You better make us look good, Trump. And so the desperation escalates still further. Sunday, January 8th, 1:56 p.m., before I or anyone saw the classified and or highly confidential hacking intelligence report, it was leaked out to NBC News. So serious. The hacking itself, we ought to move on with our lives. It's only being discussed because he beat the Democrats. The possible leak about the hacking, so serious. And then Meryl Streep changes the topic for him on Sunday night at the Golden Globes, and the final one of his campaign managers changes it right back. Because he cannot leave it alone. The fact is, Kellyanne Conway said Monday, dismissing the need for a Russian hack investigation and suggesting Trump may roll back both President Obama's punishments of them and other U.S. sanctions against Russia. The Democrats became super-duper interested in this entire issue after the election did not go the way they, quote, wanted and the way they expected. Trump, himself directly or via his mouthpieces, cannot leave it alone. Neither can he alter his personal connection to WikiLeaks. Again, that Saturday morning tweet, intelligence stated very strongly there was absolutely no evidence that hacking affected the election results. But even without the Russian element, the hacking is WikiLeaks. And as a review of his speeches by thinkprogress.org showed, in the last 30 days of the campaign, Trump invoked WikiLeaks at least once every day for a total of at least 164 times in 1 month. October 10th, 2016 at Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. And I said, write a couple of them down. Let's see. During the speech, crooked Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's crooked, folks. She's crooked as a $3 bill. Okay, here's one. Just came out. Trump is here interrupted by a chant of lock her up. Lock her up is right. He brought up WikiLeaks in a debate. He claimed the WikiLeaks product meant Hillary Clinton shouldn't be, quote, allowed to run for president. He complained in speeches and on Twitter, and it still sits there on his Twitter feed, that there was not enough coverage of WikiLeaks. October 12th, 9:46 a.m., very little pickup by the dishonest media of incredible information provided by WikiLeaks, so dishonest, rigged system. But now Trump says the hacking that produced the WikiLeaks revelations had no effect on the election. And of course, there is no way an American leader could ever compromise himself and suddenly be at Russia's beck and call.
September 6, 2013,
9.02 a.m. I wonder how much our, quote, leaders have promised or given Russia in order for them to behave and not make the U.S. look even worse. How do we resist this monster? Just keep quoting him. Just keep mentioning Russia. Just keep remembering.
That's right. There's nothing. Trump steps on his own foot. He puts his foot in his own mouth and lies through his teeth. All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio out of the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois. Folks, we are in some trying times. We are in some dark times. We must fight for an America without hate. We must fight for an America without bigotry. We must fight for an America without racism. We must fight for our rights. We must fight to continue to be Americans. Some of those rights are being threatened, taken away, but we have to get out here and fight the good fight. You know, and it has to be done, folks. It has to be in a non-violent way. We know how to do things non-violently. So let's go out and make our voices heard, fighting non-violently. All right, welcome back to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Trump reportedly asked James Comey to stop the Michael Flynn investigation. Okay, this is all over the place, folks. This is all over America, all over the world, probably, that this guy, Donald Trump, as I've mentioned earlier on back into the show, that Trump is he's impeding an investigation. This is obstruction of an investigation. He's trying to impede it. He's been trying to impede this investigation since the day it started. So this is nothing new. Okay, but this is coming from the FBI, the fired FBI director, James Comey, and this is going to have some weight. Once he testifies, this is going to have some weight on Trump. I mean, Congress have to weigh everything that this guy has taken this country through and the people through. But, you know, Congress is, they're sitting on their asses. If this would have been Obama, Hillary, Bernie Sanders, or anybody, they would have been impeached already. And it wouldn't even gotten this far. They are aiding and abetting Trump. They're sitting back on their asses. They are wimps. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, these wimpy ass folks in Congress claim that they represent us, and they're supposed to represent all people, but they're only representing their party. They're thinking about their party. And we as Americans, we should think about Americans. Because I've said this many times, folks, it is us against them. It's more of us than there are of them. Believe me, it's more of us minus the Democrats, because this is partisan all the way. Congress is partisan all the way. It's more of us than they're the one percenters. We are the 99 percenters. We're the 99 percenters. Which is more, 99 or 1? Obviously. 99% is more than 1%. There's a lot of us out here. We can get these people out of here. Just like one of my post Facebook friends said, we have to act. We got to do more than just talk. We have to put this thing into action. We can't let these few unreasonable Republicans in Congress dictate to us what we know to be is right when they are crooked and corrupt themselves. They're refusing to act on Trump, who is an impeachable president. You know, they're trying to come up with all kind of spin and lies not to do their damn job. Their job is to check the White House. They're not checking the White House. We need someone to check Congress. Congress is not checking Congress. The judicial branch is not checking Congress nor the White House. So it's gonna take us, the people. We just cannot talk. We got to get out here and put some action in work. I'm not non-violently. I'm not saying go out here and start a riot or storm the White House or anything like that. I'm just saying we have to do something more concrete and than just to talk about it. We have to do something. We have to put some action behind this, because the Republicans in Congress, they need to be thrown out too, because they're refusing to do their jobs. And a lot of them are refusing to meet with their constituencies in these town halls because they know that they're going to get their assholes ripped apart. So they're afraid, like the one we have in Illinois, Peter Roskam. This guy is so afraid of town hall meetings. It shows you how much cowards these Republican representatives are, how much cowards they are. And have you ever seen one of them stand on stage and trying to answer questions from their constituency? They try to act like they're so above it all. I mean, they're so better than you. They know better than you, and you should listen to them and crap out. These Republicans, these representatives in Congress, all they have one vote. Each of them have one vote. That's all they represent to their constituency, is one damn vote in Congress. But yet they vote the wrong way. They vote the way of the party bosses. They refuse to vote the way of their constituency, who are the people who put their asses in their jobs in the first place, who gave them great health care, the health care that they want to take from you and me and even their own constituency, and then trying to convince their voters that that's a good thing. That's all these Republicans are doing. They're trying to make asses out of us. When we're seeing with our own eyes, we're reading with our own eyes, we're seeing what is going on. Whereas these Republicans, these representatives in Congress, and the reason why I say Republicans, because the Republicans, they control everything, control it all. This is one of the reasons why Trump is still in office, because the Republicans control everything. And they don't want to impeach one of their own, even though he is breaking the law on every level, breaking the law on every level. But they don't want to impeach him because they still want to keep him around, because they're using Trump, I believe, for their own agenda. They need Trump to get their agenda through. They don't really like Trump. They don't really want him, but they need him to get what they want done in Congress, which is to gut Social Security, gut Medicare, gut Medicaid, gut the social programs, food stamps. They need Donald Trump to gut a lot of things. And don't even think about a wall being built. That will never happen. That was just another pipe dream of Donald Trump. That's probably the main issue that he talked about on his campaign that got him elected in the first place: building a wall, getting Muslims and Mexicans out of the country illegally. Those are two issues that got him elected. And those are two issues that he still has to try to live up to. And it's not happening. Whatever Trump does and whatever Trump says, it's resonating throughout America, even through the court systems. Even some of the judges in the they don't like it, because he's trying to tell them what to do and tell them how to do it. And if he could fire federal judges, he would. If he could fire a senator, the senators or the Congress, he would have done it. And if he could have done something to his critics, he would have done it. Trump tries to get you to hate the media because they say a lot of things about him, which is true. They report the truth, and he doesn't want that reported. And he lies through his teeth. I can't wait for the movie. But you know what? This is better than the movie. 347-857-1762. This is better than the movie. So a 2-hour movie is nothing. Nothing on the reality of it all. On the reality of it all. Okay, Trump reportedly asked James Comey to stop the Michael Flynn investigation. Exactly 1 week after President Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, the White House is battling reports that the president asked Comey to end the investigation of a former national security advisor named Michael Flynn. This is a bombshell report, folks, in the New York Times on Tuesday, which is today. Trump made the request of Comey during a February meeting in the Oval Office. Comey reported detailed the meeting in a memo, which an associate shared with the newspaper. Okay. Flynn was ousted from his job in February in one of several Trump's associates under FBI investigation. So this guy impeded an investigation. Okay, quote. This is one of Trump's tweets to James Comey. I hope you can see your way through to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. Wow. The president told Comey, according to the memo. The Times and the NBC, they reported this. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Oh, yeah. Trump has said that Flynn was a good guy even after he fired him. He's a good guy. He's a good person. He's a good person. And there's no doubt about it. Trump fired the FBI director, James Comey, because he would not stop his investigation of Flynn and the investigation into Trump's administration. There's no doubt about it. No matter how much and how often his surrogates go around trying to deny that, you know, or lying about it, as the View, the cast on the View was saying. And this is just bad for America, folks. This is awful for America. And I want to turn this over to divert a little bit and talk about Illinois and the Illinois mess. We have a mess here in Illinois also. We have a mess in Illinois also, folks. We're going on 3 years without a budget. And a lot of the social programs have shut down, or they are shutting down. Yes, a lot of them have shut down. I mean, a lot of them have closed their doors two or three years ago when the budget mess started. And now there's more programs, social programs, that are being shuttered. And a lot more is going to be closed by the end of this month. All because the governor, Bruce Rauner, a Republican governor, and the Democratic legislature in Illinois, they can't seem to find common ground on a budget. I mean, if you don't have a budget, it means that you're not supposed to spend money. You can't spend money because there's no money. And Bruce Rauner refuses to sign a budget in the state of Illinois. We've never had this before until this guy got in saying that he's going to turn Illinois around. He's just like Trump. He done threw this state in turmoil and then turning around blaming someone else for it. That's ridiculous. He throws this state in turmoil and then he turns around and blames the Democrats for it. And they had nothing to do with it. They're waiting to work for this guy, but they're not going to let this guy ruin the state because that's what he wants to do. He wants to do away with unions and workmen's comp and all this other stuff. And the legislature is saying, hey, wow, that has nothing to do with the budget. Let's get the budget going. And then we can talk about that. But Rauner refuses. He refuses. So this budget, this three years without a budget in the state of Illinois belongs at the foot of Republican governor Bruce Rauner. And this is the kicker, folks. This guy wants to run for reelection. He's going to get a rude awakening. Wow. And he's destroyed this state and he wants to run for reelection as if we're going to be dummies for the second time. I mean, I remember when we went to the polls to vote. I didn't vote for this guy. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I knew better. I knew the guy wasn't good for the state. But apparently there are other people who did not vote, who did not think that way. And this guy eased his ass on in. One of the ways he eased his ass on in was that he bought the election. I mean, he was rich. He bought it. He was giving out gift cards. Yeah, gift cards, I'm hearing. So, you know, we have a mess in Illinois, too. And we got to take care of business and get this governor out in 2018. I mean, he's up for reelection representatives in Congress are up for reelection. And I'm hearing that they're going to be wiped out from the polling. Just hope the polling don't be as bad as it was in 2016, because everybody thought Hillary was going to get this, that she was going to run away with this. And all of a sudden we got this monster. Illinois, and Illinois has been going down the tube since then. America has been going down the tube since then. And this in the hands of Republicans. I hope people realize now that you cannot trust, and I don't care what their supporters say. I really don't give a damn. We cannot, from what we've seen so far from Republicans at this juncture, there is no way we can trust Republicans to run anything anymore. This could be the end of Republicans because they've shown their asses really, really clear. We know what they are. We know what they're about. We know that they're not good for anything. They don't do their job. They think more about their party and the party bosses than they do the people who put them in office and gave them their great health care. the health care that they want to take from you and me. And we gave them their health care. Once we vote them out of office, they will not have any more health care. They would have to come out of their pockets. And Trump, have you ever noticed some of these photographs that you see in the Oval Office around the White House and these group photos of Trump? You ever notice you hardly see a woman in any of these photos? They are always a bunch of white old men, no women, no African-Americans, no other nationality, but a bunch of white men grinning and laughing at how they are fucking over America. Yeah, that's all it is. Fucking over America. Trump and his goons. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. It's been something else, folks. We're going to try and listen again to this.
Well, another day.
You might want to turn up your volume. I think that's going to be kind of low.
Kind of low.
All right. You sure can't.
Russian officials visited the White House last week. The new guy decided, hey, I'm going to share some classified information about ISIS with them. We got this information from a highly sensitive source. Now, do you remember the way he felt about, I don't know, say Hillary? And classified information, because yes. MSNBC reminded everybody this morning. Do take a look.
She lied about passing on classified information, right? In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. She said she sent nothing more classified. A total lie. We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word confidential or classified. Put classified information in the reach of our enemies.
They're so classified, they're beyond classified.
And maybe classified at the highest, highest level.
So now he defended himself in a tweet this morning, saying he has...
In a tweet.
I know. Doesn't get any better than this. And it says he has absolute right to do that. And apparently he does.
Yeah.
But one wonders, like, if you are the new guy and you got a pile of papers and they say classify, 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 you then as president can say, well, I'm declassifying this and I'm going to tell you everything that's in it. Yeah. Now, nobody is there saying, well, hold up a second, because this is why we've deemed this classified. So Jeff, what is the real issue here?
I thought Russia doesn't have to work so hard to discover anything. We'll just tell them. Like, they used to have to hack us. Yeah.
I don't think that that the people who created our government expected to have a blabbermouth in the White House. It's like Ralph Cramden,
yes,
you know?
I remember that.
You're a blabbermouth. Yeah. He opens it. They didn't expect that. So they expected the president to have the wherewithal to not say something like that to the so-called enemies. Right. Certainly
his
rivals.
Justification for this is that we are partners with Russia on the issue of combating ISIS.
Since and when? I thought we were... We are on with Russia. We're off with Russia.
On this particular issue of combating terrorism, the reason Russia's complicated is because, as we know, Russia is fueling Assad over in Syria.
Yeah, that's the issue.
It's a massive genocide. So my question was not whether or not he has the right to share this classified information. He's president, and what you said before is correct. He has the right to classify stuff and at will share it. My concern was, do you trust Russia with that information? Because Russia may be our ally, you know, I use that very, very lightly on the issue of combating terrorism, but they're certainly not our ally in other areas. And you don't want them to necessarily know how we get our intel and what that looks like that they could then use against us and our, you know, in other regions of the world.
I just don't understand how you share classified information with...
He declassified it.
Well, he declassified. Some people say he didn't even declassify
it. Well, he said this ain't classified no more.
Yeah, he retroactively. I don't understand how you share it with the very country that your country is investigating for collusion with your administration.
But
I don't understand. But one other thing is that, you know, Dave Chappelle says that he regrets telling people to give Trump a chance on right. SNL. Remember that famous monologue where he said, I'm wishing Donald Trump luck. I'm going to give him a chance. And we, the historically disenfranchised, demand that he gives us one, too. And I was on the same page with that during our special on election night.
When
Candace Cameron Bure said that she had voted for Trump. Right. I was like, you know what? He's my president now. I'm going to give him a chance. I am scared to death
The question is, when will the Republican Party turn on him? I mean, they are suddenly, there's a few rumblings. For instance, I read this morning that Ann Coulter has turned on him. She called him grotesque.
Yeah.
Now, last week she was on the show. She wrote a book called In Trump We Trust.
Yes, she did.
The next book will be, I changed my mind. In Trump I Don't Trust.
Well, and he can't
wait a second. And there was something about on a Morning Joe saying that Kellyanne Conway behind the scenes was saying, I have to take a shower after I'm with Trump. And then she goes out there and you know, lies for him. Omarosa, you're next, baby.
What he did also potentially jeopardize another country and or officers on the ground, people that are doing undercover work.
Yes.
It might have compromised the mission itself, and it also compromised any future intel. People's willingness to share information if you know you have someone loose-lipped in an office.
Letters on your hands. That's all I'm saying.
It puts people's lives in danger.
We don't know what he said.
Here's the thing. Remember Valerie Plame? Remember when she was okay?
CIA.
We didn't know what kind of danger, but we knew she was in danger. When you give people information that they would not normally have, that you keep close to your vest, and suddenly you're telling everybody, it endangers everyone. It endangers the person who's saying, listen, I just need to let you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It endangers these guys who are surreptitiously going through trying to make sure that you don't see them trying to protect stuff. It potentially... Yeah. Is dangerous to those who are fighting to keep our
bigger than that, though. It's dangerous to all of us because it's being reported that he shared with Russia this information about terrorist attacks on airplanes, right? And so if that country that gave us that information is no longer willing to share intelligence with us, every time I put my kid on the plane, then he or she is in danger. All of us are in danger because of what this
president is. But the first... You know, listen, the truth of the matter is we're in danger on those planes no matter what, okay? We're in danger no matter what. But my feeling is the people who are working their tails off in these little bitty countries who are trying to, like, make sure everything is straight, everything is right, you know, they're not getting paid all that well. Our military is not paid all that well. And you see how we treat folks when they come back.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that if military folks are giving us information from other countries, I want to make sure that we take care of them.
Yeah.
But then, if you recall, months and months ago, they're talking about Dave Chappelle changing his mind about him. Well, he was a blabbermouth then. He gave out Lindsey Graham's phone number.
That's
remember
right.
that? He can't help himself. He wants everyone to love him, to like him. The Russians, he wants them to like
him. Don't you
want to
support your president, though? Don't you want to feel confident that your president is
working? You know what? Let me tell you something about support.
He's a man, baby.
Let me tell you about support. I don't have a lot of respect for a president who starts out telling me how bad my neighbors are. I don't like that. I don't like when you put people in power who you know have racist leanings. You know that they are talking about us as Americans, not as Americans, but as the color of our skin or however we come. I don't have a lot of backup. I couldn't and have not from the very giddy up. Because for me, a president, whether I vote for him or not, has to see me as an American, first and foremost. Not as my color, not as my religion, not as my gender. And, I have a lot of, I know people who voted for him who are going, well, this isn't what I kind of set on. And that's why we all have to really be careful when we give a vote out.
Well, national security was a huge point of issue on this campaign, from the wall to other things.
Yeah.
The people that voted for him and supported those things were going for safety.
There we go.
You've got a man that just compromised an ally that said,
safety.
You share it even within our government.
There you go.
It's a problem.
Yes.
And
she said it, and we're going to let that linger with you.
He's a man, baby.
All right. Thank you for that, ladies. Thank you for that. That was the view cast of The View. And I always like to get their side of the story because they're so versatile. And they're so, but lately they've been on the same page. everybody's been on the same page about Trump. The only person that hasn't been on the same page about Trump is Trump himself. And like I said, this tomorrow is another episode. What's going to come out tomorrow? All we know now is that Comey said he wants to publicly testify about the memo. And I've said this before, two or three days ago. I hope this guy come out and spill his guts on what he know about the Trump's White House. And that's what he's going to do. So stay tuned, folks. This gets better and better. Get the popcorn. I'll bring the butter. And I'll get the snacks, because this is going to be good. It's been good so far. It's been good for a lot of us. But it's bad for the country to have a president who acts like a five-year-old child, who acts spoiled. He wants his way, you know. Only he and he alone can do it. What? Do what? Fuck up the country? Because that's what he's doing with all of these scandals that's coming out of the White House. And what makes me laugh at all is all these people who go around the talk show circuit, the television circuit, get on the radio, get on the podcast, get all over the place and try to defend what's going on in the White House. This stuff is indefensible. You can't defend this garbage. This guy, we're not even talking about the special prosecutor, We're talking about obstruction of justice, which annuls the special prosecutor, because obstruction of justice in itself is an impeachable offense. Whether Congress takes action or not, we have to take action. We, the people out here, we got to stop sitting on our asses, stop waiting for someone else to do the work that we should be doing ourselves, and get out here and fight the good fight and take our country back from this thug, this narcissist, fascist, Hitler wannabe, dictator wannabe. And of course, once Trump is impeached, and I'm thinking that's what's going to happen somehow, somewhere down the road, he has to be. This is just too much, because it's going to keep happening and happening and happening and happening. And then if he is impeached, we got Mike Pence to deal with, which is bad. Let's say if Trump and Mike Pence are both impeached, then who we have? We got Paul Ryan. So, you know, it's bad. It's bad all the way around. But anyway, if Trump is impeached, this might say something to Pence if he becomes president, that he cannot jack over the American people, or his ass will be out also. I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. He's a liar. He's a Trump ass kisser, you know, but he's in line to be the next president. And I'm assuming he has to pick a vice president, you know. So this is just a one big mess. And it is still unfolding as we speak now. It's always, as long as Trump is in office, there's always going to be something that's going to come out of the White House that's not going to be good. It's going to be a scandal, because that's what he is. He's scandal written. And basically, as I've said before, this guy brings it on himself. And he has nobody to blame but himself. Oh, man, this is good.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. It is all about making the world a better place. Join me.
my son has been arrested for walking while black.
A lot of sons have been.
Yeah, I get it. It doesn't make me, you know, you can't buy your way out of this one. You can't educate your way out of it.
It's happening too much, or at least we know about it now.
It's always happened. We see more evidence of it. And too often people still are inclined to say, well, if he'd had a different attitude, well, if he hadn't been driving, well, if he hadn't been this, if he hadn't been that, almost as if the victim is partially to blame. You know, in the case of Garner, well, he shouldn't have resisted. In the case of Brown, well, where was he? In the case of Trayvon, well, he had a hood on, you know, and in the case of whoever, you know, in case of Sandra Bland, you know, well, her attitude was bad. It's like, no, stop. This has nothing to do with the victims. This has everything to do with the culture of demeaning a person of color. And there is no justification for society where my son has a far greater chance of being stopped, held, killed than your son, simply because he's black.
Yeah, all right. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Instagram, Google. Where else? Facebook. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We got about 7:25 p.m. So it's about 5 more minutes left into the show. And I want to thank everybody for listening, podcasting the show, downloading the show, being a part of the show, loving the show, hating the show, if you if that's your prerogative. But I hope you love it. And because I do love you, and I do love all my listeners and all my followers, you know, so, and because, you know, we're living in a some strange times, some weird times. And it, like I said before, folks, it's going to take us to make the world right again. We can't count on these guys in Congress. We can't count on our representatives and our senators to do the right thing. Because most of the time they're doing whatever they want to do for themselves and their party. They're not thinking about us. The only time they think about us is when they come around begging for our vote. That's the only time they think about it, us. Once we give them our vote, hey, they've forgotten all about us and they start thinking about their party. So we have to get together and save this country. I know it's a lot of people out there. I don't know nothing about politics. I don't want nothing to do with no politics. I just want to eat and go to bed and sleep and screw. You have to get up off of that. I mean, this is your country. This is your life. You're young. You're old. You're capable. Get out there and make your voice heard. You know, I mean, be a part of the resistance. Because this guy, I mean, these people in Congress, they're not thinking about me. You may have the best job in the world. That means nothing to them. You're not rich. You may have the greatest position in the world. You may love what you do. That means nothing to them. You may have a house, a car, 2 or 3 cars, live in the suburbs, a nice area. They don't give a damn about nothing of that. You may have a great family. They don't give a shit about your family. They don't care nothing about nothing. They care about their party and themselves. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show.
Bombs begin to fall. Anyone ever saw? Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us. now lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
Once again, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in to the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I hope you join me tomorrow. We're going to have another. We're going to be having a lot of people. We're going to book a lot of people for next month. So make sure you tune into the George Wilder Jr. Show, and thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week. Bye-bye.